Han knelt on the street's glimmering surface and extended a hand. But come on up. Our protocol droid knows over 6 million. The insect spread its mandibles and backed away, pointing at the blaster on Han's hip. The Killick raised a pincer hand, then tapped itself between the eyes.
Oh, dear,
C-3PO said from the back of the bridge.
She seems to be asking you to blast her.
The bug nodded enthusiastically, then averted its eyes. Don't get crazy, Han said. You're not that late. I think it's in pain, Han. Mara knelt on the street beside Han and motioned the insect to come closer. Come here. We'll try to help. The Killick shook its head and tapped itself between the eyes again.
She says nothing can help. She has the fizz.
The fizz? Han echoed. The Killick thrummed a long explanation.
She says it is very painful, and she would appreciate it if you would end her misery as soon as possible. Unu Thul is waiting in the garden hall.
Sorry, Han said. I'm not blasting anyone this trip. The Killick rumbled something that sounded like rotter, then started to drag itself away. Wait. Luke extended his hand, and the Killick rose out of the mud. Maybe we can rig an isolation ward. The rest of the offer was drowned out, as Saras porters turned to point at their nest fellows' frothy legs, drumming their chests and knocking the loads out of one another's arms. The joiner dancers vanished from their balconies, and startled spacers staggered toward the gutter, squinting and reaching for their blasters. Luke began to float the Killick back toward the bridge. It clacked its mandibles in protest and thrashed its arms, but its legs, hidden beneath a thick layer of froth, dangled motionlessly beneath its thorax. A steady drizzle of what looked like dirt specks fell from its feet into the gutter. Han frowned. Luke, maybe we better leave. A blaster bolt whined out from down the street, taking the Killick in mid-thorax and spraying a fist-sized circle of chitin and froth onto the hangar's milky exterior. The insect died instantly. But another uproar erupted on the street as angry spacers began to berate a wobbly Quarren holding a powerful Mursan Flash 4 blaster pistol.
Ish not my fault!
The Quarren waved the weapon vaguely in Luke's direction.
Them Jedi wash the ones flying a fizz around.
The accusation diverted the angry looks toward Luke, but no one in the group was Membrosia smeared enough to harangue a party that included four beings dressed in Jedi robes. Instead, the spacers staggered toward the hangar's other entrances as fast as their unsteady legs could carry them, leaving Han and the Jedi to stare at the dead Killick in astonished silence. Normally, they would have at least taken the killer into custody to await local law enforcement, but these were hardly normal circumstances. Luke just sighed and lowered the victim back into the gutter. Leia seemed unable to take her eyes off it. From the way those spacers reacted, this is fairly common. Did Raynar's message say anything about an epidemic? Not a word, Mara said, standing. Just that Unu had discovered why the Dark Nest attacked me last year, and we needed to discuss it in person. I don't like it, Han said. Sounds more convenient all the time. We know. And thanks again for coming, Mara said. We appreciate the backup.
Yeah, well, don't mention it.
Han returned to his feet.
We've got a personal interest in this.